Thursday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Quick update. We're all still playing Red Dead Online.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like hardcore too. Like almost to the point where it might be hurting our family lives.
No, I'm good. Yeah.
Well,
I have small children. They're in bed by 7:30, and then like my wife's back at work, and so
she's in bed by
9. So. Yeah. And that I've been getting on around 9:30. Yeah, so I get on, for me, it's fine.
Yeah, I've been getting on around 10 o'clock, so around the same time. But yeah, God, we're still all loving it.
Yes,
well, it's added. I don't know if we talked about this last week. I don't remember. They added that call to arms mode, which is just a wave mode, mm-hmm. and that's been like some of the most fun I've had. There's something like I've liked the missions and stuff too, but those always seem so short. But the wave thing, dude, it takes a fucking hour to get through 10 waves.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's fun.
It's fun, and you get a ton of XP, but not anymore.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
I mean, 3,000 XP is still a good amount of XP.
It is. I mean, yeah. But in an hour.
We got spoiled because they did three times XP, three gold. Money, and gold.
Yeah, the like almost $1,000 rewards, and then I mean, it kind of depends. Like, it's fun if you know, like, okay, we've just done a whole bunch of these little like bounties and moonshine missions, which take like 10 minutes. To like, okay, hey, let's fuck around for an hour and try to get through 10 waves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then there's always the cool fun missions that we've been doing with Moonshiner and all that.
Mm-hmm. And the slap fights.
Oh yeah, the slap fights have been funny.
And our drunken band.
Dude, I'm so glad we tried that. That was so fucking funny. Yeah. So Jared started a moonshine thing, and he built a moonshine shack sort of thing, and it has like a speakeasy in the basement. And he got to a point where he could add a band, and he was like, "Oh yeah, it's like Daniel and I. We went in and we were playing the band." He sent a photo, and I was like, "Yeah, but did you do it drunk?" And he was like, "Oh my god, I didn't even think of that." So the next time we got on, we all went in there, we all got drunk, and then we started playing the instruments, and sure as shit, when you're drunk, you can't fucking play anything.
Nope. And then you like fall over and you're just all over the place. You could drunk dance.
Caleb was humping the piano.
Caleb was like humping the piano. And Jared, literally his character, fell asleep playing the
guitar.
The fiddle or the
banjo.
The banjo, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so that was pretty funny. Good.
It just creates some really great moments, and there's a ton of us mm-hmm. who play it. There's 7 of us who play it, and it's just fun to actually have something to hang out with and go do something in a game. So
yeah,
mm-hmm. It works out really nicely. Okay, so guys, I do have to tell you that I started watching a show that I think both of you will approve of. I started Arrested Development.
Oh yes,
it begins. God,
I fucking love Arrested Development. Mm-hmm.
I'm on episode 3, and I'm absolutely losing my mind at every turn. I'm in love with it already.
Funny,
yeah.
Oh, so I'm also glad now is that you'll get some of the gifts that we send. Like when something like if something sad, I guess, happens, and we send the Tobias in the shower crying, like, you're gonna get it.
I got
it.
Now I got it. No, now I got it, because that was episode 2.
Yeah. Is that when he goes up to get
the audition, the and part, his wife gets like, the part?
Oh my god, it's a fire sale.
Yeah. And then in episode 3, he's like, listen, I was a doctor and an actor. And then his wife just slams him. Is like, you're not an actor. And then he's like, ouch.
I'm going to be the first analyst and therapist.
Yeah.
And then his card.
An analrapist
or whatever, which looks like it's an anal rapist.
Yeah. Which once again sets the tone for the whole series because everyone thinks he's perceived as He's perceived as gay, but he doesn't know it. Like, he's in the closet, but he doesn't know it. And everyone around him does, though.
Yeah, I can see them laying.
There's literally a part where they're like, Tobias, you should just carry a tape recorder around and just to hear. And he's like, I don't hear it. Oh, no, I just blew myself.
And I just got to the part where, like, Michael, is it Michael Jr.? George Michael is sitting there trying to kiss his cousin again at the play, and then she quits, and then the guy gets cast as the girl, and like, I'm just like, oh my god.
Dude, oh man, there's a, in like the later, so they did seasons 1, 2, and 3, like, you know, back 2005 through like 2008. And then the show was off the air for like 10 years, man. Like, and then Netflix brought it back for season 4. Mm-hmm. And so they bring back Steve Holt. He shows up a lot through the show. Don't worry. You'll see a lot of him. But, you know, 10 years have passed. And it wasn't necessarily a good 10 years for this guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's so fucking funny where they're like, he's like, Steve Holt. And they're like, you? Like, I don't recognize you. I'm Steve. Went to high school. Steve Holt? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did the hands.
So fucking funny, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited to keep watching it. So that's
such a good show.
Yeah. You'll have to keep us updated.
I just love, one of my favorite things, I just love that it's Ron Howard narrating every fucking episode.
Yes, that's who it is. That's right. Yep. That's great.
And so if you ever see us make jokes where we're like, narrator, he didn't, or whatever, it's totally like what we're pulling that from too.
Yeah.
It's totally just a fucking Ron Howard from Arrested Development like reference.
Awesome.
I'm so glad you're watching it, bud.
Yeah, I'm watching that. And then I think after I finish this one, I'm gonna start Community.
Oh,
so, oh my god.
That's my comfort show too. I was thinking about it when we were talking about it last week when we were asked what our comfort show was. Immediately I go to Mystery Science Theater 3000, but honestly these days it's been Community, because like, man, once again, you can put on any episode of Community and it's gonna make you smile. It's just such a good show, and so the cast was just perfect place, perfect time. Like, everyone just did their job.
So it's Dan Harmon, so it's like same people, or some of the same people behind like Rick and Morty and stuff, so there is some humor in there where you're just like, you know, oh my god, that's dark, oh my god, that's fucked up. But dude, we're watching it, and like, even though it's so problematic, when Chang is in that one class and he's gay, fucking laugh still, even though my heart, I know that that's wrong, but it makes so much sense for his character to say something like that. It was just so dumb. Fucking love that show. Jerry, you're gonna get to the D&D episodes and you're gonna be like,
yes,
I love this. Like, oh my god, why can't D&D actually be like this?
Their themed episodes were next level. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say themed episodes because I want you to experience them, like, especially if no one's told you about them. They're great.
Okay.
Oh man, I love that show.
Let me finish
we should do a rewatching together. I'll start at season 1. I'll do it.
I'm gonna do this series, and then I get to that, and then I've made up my mind that I'm gonna, even though it's super, super, super terrible, I'm going to start Sunny from the beginning.
Oh, It's Always Sunny?
Yeah.
Ooh. You're talking about a problematic show. I fucking love Sunny.
Yeah.
It's so fucking,
I will say that the first season was
a dark one.
The first season was okay. I don't think it got good until they got Danny DeVito, which was, I think, midway through the first season, or maybe through the second.
It's season 2.
Yeah. Because like the first season it was okay, but it was awkward, and then like Danny DeVito just added what they needed, and that's how they've been able to last like 14, 15 seasons by now, is because just now the group, the way they blend together, is just, man, well, they're such horrible people.
My coworker told me that he goes, he was like, listen, he goes, the first few seasons, they're really terrible, but then it gets ridiculous to the point where it's like not believable anymore. So it's less like, they're terrible people, and it's more like they're just being ridiculous people. Like he tried to set it up that way.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're gonna watch the show, and you're gonna learn. You're gonna meet Dennis, and you're gonna learn about Dennis and all everything that Dennis does, and you're gonna be like, "Fucking Christ, it's Caleb."
Okay. All right.
Man.
And Mr. He knows he'll tell you the same. He knows too. He's aware of who he is.
He's aware cards than he is. Fair enough. Okay, real quick. Is there anything worth mentioning for you guys?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I just watched the Woodstock 99 documentary, like, just That's before it. We recorded this. Talk about this.
Dark, man.
It's fucking super dark. I knew in 99, I knew Woodstock was fucked up. I knew, because, you know, you saw it on MTV, and they were like, it went from being a bad time to being a fucking terrible and horrific time. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't have happened in the first place. They should have just left it at 94. And for one, whoever booked the bands was the biggest idiot on earth, because... You well, book a it... show of peace, love, and, you know, peace, love, and harmony or whatever. You don't put Korn, Limp Bizkit, Rage Against the Machine, Metallica, Insane Clown Posse. You know, you don't put all these fucking death metal or like new metal bands or metal bands in general. You don't put that on the bill.
Okay, but you know? Also, this was also a culmination of them trying to get rich off of it, because...
Oh, yeah, it was a profit fest.
Yeah, like, yeah. It was... That's where the first time that we learned that, you know... Oh, people are charging $15 for a water.
Yeah.
$5 for a slice of pizza.
Yeah. It was $4 for bottles of water. But think about it, $4 in 90s money is still a lot. That's probably $6 or $7. But it was wild. It's just, if you want to see how fucked up the 90s were. And it was just a bunch of like fucking entitled suburban like white bros. And they fucked the whole place up. And
a lot like America.
Yeah, they well, you know what? 20 years have passed, and those dudes got bigger jobs than their fucking dad's companies and shit, and now they're fucking things up more than everything. But I digress. Woodstock 99 is a fucked up documentary, but it's also necessary to watch, because you get to see how kind of shitty humans are, you know, even 20 years ago, which it seems like a lifetime away because of the way people were acting. Like, one thing, Rosie Perez comes out at one point to address the crowd, you know, just celebrity on that. As soon as she gets out there, everyone starts chanting, "Show your tits." Oh. It's like, what the fuck? I forgot that was a thing. Like, I don't remember, like, that had to be something that thankfully died in the 90s, early 2000s. I haven't been to a concert in decades that I've heard people chant that shit. And it's fucking gross, yeah. Man.
No, but, they don't. Yeah, they. I don't. They can't do that anymore.
No,
it was wrong before. Like, it's so wrong. More,
it was wrong back then too. But I mean, once again, you get a fucking group of bros together, and it just happens, yeah. And it sucks, man. But yeah, Woodstock 99. It's on HBO Max. Go check that out if you're interested in it. And I also watched. I watched 3 episodes of that Resident Evil series on Netflix. I have to finish the last one, but man. Like, the animation's great. The storytelling's pretty good so far, but man, that animation is so much fun. I love it. And then video games, I've been playing Watch Dogs. Watch Dogs Legion. I'm really starting to go through the story in that. I'm enjoying it. It's not as story-filled as the first 2, but it's still a lot of fun to explore London and kind of, like, unlock and help the boroughs out and everything like that. Overall, if you see that game on sale, I'd recommend a pickup. Like, I'm enjoying it a lot. Then that's about it. Use my usual stuff, Rocket League and whatever. I'm sure we're going to talk about Dave. Or did you guys all catch up on Dave?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh man.
It's a fantastic finale.
Before we get into that, then Doug, you want to go through your stuff?
I've been watching, I didn't even realize the show had already started, and it's American Horror Stories. And it's every episode is a different story, but it's like a lot of the same cast again.
Really? I didn't know that started either. I have to look for it.
Yeah. The first 2 episodes are about Murder House from season
1. Nice.
I thought that was actually really interesting. Daniel and I were talking about it over in the Saga chat recently. And he was kind of like, you know, I'm tired of the Murder House, which I agree. Like, there's just something about just constantly going back to that one place for them that just like, it's not your best season. Why do we keep revisiting it? But I thought the story told was interesting. So I've been enjoying that. What else have I? There's something else I've been watching. Oh, Reservation Dogs, the new FX show.
I want to watch that. I've seen previews for it.
Yeah,
or the trailer.
It's been good. I'm not like so. I've seen a lot of people like raving about it. I do think it's good, but I'm not like. It's not one that I'm like, oh god, I can't wait till the next episode. You know, it's mm-hmm. like I've been catching them. There's 3 episodes out. I think they released like episodes 1 and 2 on the same day, and then so far the 3rd episode has come out. And it's good. And it's from, you know, Taika Waititi, but I don't. It doesn't have the Taika Waititi like stamp, like signature, I don't say stamp, but signature, like, you know, feel about it. Like, it's not his necessarily his level of like comedy that we've come to know and love and appreciate. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's great that, you know, indigenous peoples are having representation, and not just as, you know, how they're portrayed in movies a lot of the times is like, you know, Indians and savages or whatever, right? Like the bad guys in a Western movie, you know, like it's nice to see like about, you know, the people that live. I don't know what state it's in. Like a part of me is like, this is Oklahoma, but I don't actually know if that's true or not. But like, you know, like it's good to see like modern day representation of a community that we as America have shit all over for hundreds of years. So for that, I'm excited. And there are some, there's a character and I'm not sure what to think of it. I can't tell if the kid is just like, he's seen like the ghost of like a native warrior. And the dude talks to him and is pretty vulgar, but like, it's funny, but it's like, is it the gut? Like, is there something wrong with your head? Are you, or what? Like, why are you seeing this like native warrior on his horse, you know, talking to you? And it's just, it's that part's interesting. I'm curious about that. If it's just like a manifestation of like his inner self or what's going on, who knows in a Taika Waititi show.
Yeah.
And then, I've been playing Slime Rancher on the DS or not the DS, Jesus Christ, the Switch. Mm-hmm. Cause Ollie really is into that game and he wanted me to buy it and it was on sale. So, and it came out on the Switch. Finally, it's only been like PC so far, maybe Xbox. So I got that and it's been a lot of fun. It's one of those games where it's, you know, not like a sim, but you know, I gotta go catch these slimes. And then if I feed these slimes certain things, they give me money and then I can use that money to make the farm bigger and stuff. So it's one of those type of games where management, you know what I mean? Like, oh, well, I gotta go get more of these berries to feed these guys. So they'll give me, they're called the money or the thing that they give you, these like gems, they're called plorts. It's just, you feed them and they shit them out and then you like turn them into money.
Oh boy.
It's such a silly, it's so cutesy. But it's been a lot of fun. Like even to the point where like I'm playing it when Ollie's not around. Cause it's just like, oh, I gotta fucking work on my farm. I gotta make all the money. And then, oh, Jer, I just finished an audiobook by Scott Meyer, mm-hmm. who is the author of the Magic 2.0 series.
Yeah.
It's called Grand Theft Astro.
I think I'm already like in.
I'm already in. I just finished that tonight.
And did it just come out?
Yeah, I think if I remember correctly, I think it's free if you have an Audible subscription.
Oh, it says included with Plus.
Yeah. So it was free.
Is it good?
I enjoyed it. It's different than his other book. It still kind of has like that humor and, but it's like a heist. It's like a heist story. This person is literally just like goes around just stealing shit.
I'm in.
And so yeah, and it takes place in the future, and so they're traveling between planets and stuff. So it was fun. It was a good read. It was a nice palate cleanser in between the Stormlight Archives of Brandy Sandy. So.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week.
I thought we were going to talk about Dave.
Yep. Yep.
What did you guys think of the last episode?
It was a good episode. I thought it was a good season. I think season one was better overall, but I thought that, yeah, cause that, I feel like season one was all about watching Dave, like kind of make his dream come true. Mm-hmm. And then so much of this season was focused on Dave like almost letting it go to his head, that I feel like he spent so much of this season, like, as you know, the character, like spent so much of the season just being like kind of full of himself. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm the greatest mm-hmm. rapper, but he can't write anything. You know, like he can't pin anything down. And I think, you know, and I get that's the whole point. Like that was the point of the season, was like watching him struggle to live up to this self built hype.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it was like, there are just times you're just like, God, like, hey man, tone it down. Like it's surprising to me that like his manager is still like working for him. Like at some point you just be like, dude, like you gotta stop fucking around, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Do something. So.
That ending though, man, had me in tears. Like I was not expecting it. I thought it was going to be another bummer ending, like the way they kind of set it up. And then like, they just kind of flipped it on everybody. And I think it had a really good ending, man. I'm really looking forward to what they do next, but man, like Jer said, like Jer tweeted, if Gata doesn't get an Emmy by the end of this or some kind of award, man, it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
And you know, it's crazy because, like, we've even said last year that the Gata episode was the best episode.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was a little more Gata, like, kind of focused on him a little bit more. And he had some, again, putting Dave in his place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, dude, fuck you. I've been doing all this for you. Fucking, not fucking pay me, but, you know, essentially fucking pay me. Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
It's interesting. They brought in, Dave season 2 finale director. So they brought in who was it? Shit. I forgot the name, but she is like this huge, she's a Oscar winning director to direct the final episode. And so that, I mean, it was that good because of that. Like she's just fucking killed it. But anyways, Gator has already wrapped his third movie. So he's
man, good for him.
He's gotten a pretty good career going because of this show. So
man, what's good for the goose?
I want to see if, I guess, Dave IMDb.
One of the things I really enjoyed about this season, and it kind of blows my mind too. So like season 1, you know, we met Benny Blanco, mm-hmm. you know, who real person, and he was in like what, one or two episodes last season, and it was like, oh, that's fun. And then this one, it was like he was in like 5 of the 10 episodes as like a reoccurring like spot, one very prominently in that episode. Mm-hmm. But even like in the end of this one, I thought it was like very sweet. Like he's there at the mm-hmm. VMAs sitting with Dave's parents. You know, mm-hmm. like I was like, look at him, he's there to support his bud. Like, no, mm-hmm. yeah.
I love their friendship too. Like that one episode where they're running around the house Chet. Naked. Yeah. Chet. I can't believe like Benny Blanco did all that crazy shit though.
I guess man. Wild. I guess he's crazy like that in real life. So that's
which is awesome. I mean, it's good. I love that they kind of get just to be themselves, or at least I hope they're like that, you know.
Okay, so the director is Alma Harrell, I don't know how to pronounce her name, but she was the director of Honey Boy.
Oh, okay.
So really, mm-hmm. the one about
Shia LaBeouf.
Yep. And so she clearly knows how to direct that drama, and bring it out of people. And so she did it great on Dave. So.
Wow. Yeah.
Group. All right. Tomorrow we got Fan Friday. Stay tuned for that. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.